is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, Taylor Hanson wanted to make a point before the break, but I didn't want to cut him off. I wanted to make his full statement. Now again, folks, the big corporate liberal elite media, they'll never go to middle America. They'll never go to small town America. And so they don't care about this story. If they say it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. And if it does exist, it doesn't exist because these people don't exist to them. Same reason why they didn't cover East Palestine. I think you were there too. So you're there on the ground covering this. The story is real. The Haitian invasion, they're brought in by the Democrats, and they just bring in their third world culture. And so, you know, maybe it's important for people to understand this too, and then you can make your point. But if you've never been to kind of, you know, small town America, probably a lot of listeners in this audience are in metropolitan areas or suburbs of metropolitan areas. If you've never been to small town America, because I have family there, it's kind of where my family is actually from. You can put some illegal immigrants in a big city and kind of get them to blend. I mean, you'll notice it, but you can kind of get it to blend enough, and it won't really like be overwhelming. When you inject thousands of non-citizens into small town America, I mean, folks, it's like a 10-foot man walking around at a midget convention. So, I mean, it's that obvious. So you can't really hide this stuff. And my guess is it's going on in more cities. If it's not, it will. But you wanted to make your point before the break, and I didn't want to cut you off. So go ahead and make your final statements.
Well, so I'd like to touch on something that I found out yesterday, and it was confirmed directly in the council sitting meeting. In one of my interviews that I had yesterday, this woman talked about how she has a 10-year-old granddaughter, and one of these immigrants from Haiti is 16 years old in the same classroom as her. And then you go over to the high school and you have any age range between 18 to 21 with these Haitians that are actually still attending the local high school. So you're literally having adults attend school with children. I mean, I don't understand how this isn't a public safety risk and why it isn't being talked about more. Like, why is it okay that adults are allowed in a public school with children? It's absolutely absurd to me that this is taking place. And they talked about it in the council city meeting last night.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I'm talking about. You can't hide this stuff in a small city. And these people all know each other. It's the kind of people that know their neighbors. They know the teachers at the high school. I mean, that's just small town America. And so you can't inject these third world migrants in there without it being overwhelmingly obvious and just changing the very fabric of the city. And so that's what you're talking about. Again, look, I have no inherent hatred towards Haitians, but it's like, I have the right, if I want to have a barbecue and invite my friends over to my house for a barbecue, to not have the bums from downtown or the bums that live on the river that don't shower and stink and like to steal people's food and harass people, not come over to my barbecue where I'm trying to enjoy time with my friends and family.
Yeah, well, and privacy has been directly affected here. I mean, women are being followed in the grocery stores. Almost every woman that I've talked to out here refuses to leave their house with a gun. And this is small town America. It's a constitutional carry state. I mean, these people do own firearms and they are willing to use them. And it's sad that they literally feel the need to carry it with them every single day in a town that, yes, they had crime issues prior to this, but now the crime issues are even higher. And now the women are being directly affected and affected the most. And you, like you said, you can't do this in small town America. You might be able to get away with it, you know, in Chicago or New York City, but we still see the negative repercussions happening in those cities. I mean, to inject 20,000 plus Haitians in a small community that is already being influenced by bad drug use. I mean, you know, the drugs are being funneled into this country, and specifically Springfield. They already have drug problems.
Well,
they already
Columbus have unemployment is huge. Problems. Columbus is a huge drug mule area. I mean, huge.
Well, and that has to do with the cartels as well. I mean, the freeways right here, I mean, they quite literally go all the way across the country. I mean, you can't do this in a small town, and you shouldn't be allowed to do it in America. It's as simple as that.
I mean, can you, folks, it's 2024 in Biden, Democrat-run America, and a 65 IQ Haitian migrant man is walking down the street with a beheaded goose. I mean, this is just ridiculous. All right, Taylor Hanson, great work. Follow him on X at Taylor Hanson USA. He's got a lot of reports coming. We're not going to let this story go. The Democrats are wrong again. They always are. The media is ignoring it, not Taylor.
Do you want wants your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
By the way, you know it's an election season when the governor of Ohio is responding to all this, which again just confirms it. 15,000 Haitian immigrants into Springfield. I mean, folks, that's just ridiculous. Again, that's a 10-foot guy at a midget convention. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is sending troopers and $2.5 million to Springfield, the city facing a surge of Haitian migrants. So he does this after the story goes viral last night. He does this after all the independent media. He does this after the city council meetings where the locals are calling it out. Now, if none of that would have happened, plus it wouldn't be an election year, then he probably wouldn't do a damn thing. But, oh, he's got to now. So, you know, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. And taking action and independent journalism and you know, Donald Trump just mentioning it at a debate. I mean, that you know, you can make a difference because none of that happens. This is not happening. DeWine is not addressing it unless all of that goes down. So there it is. Totally confirmed. But David Muir, oh, that's not happening. Oh, it's been denied. I mean, just F you, man. I mean, do I need to play these clips? Do you want to hear the call about the dead geese? I mean, I got the police report. I got the damn police report right here. Clark County Communication Center. Migrants eating geese in parks. Migrants kidnapping pets. Beheaded pigs. I mean, we have the damn police report. We have the documents. We have the audio of the phone calls. I mean, do you want to hear a phone call? We got the interviews. But see, I don't want to do this again because, but it's like, I have to do this. So let's just play the phone call and then I'm going to move on to the September 11th stuff because I do this every year and I'm like, September 11th, let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about the lies. Let's see where America's at on this. But again, and it's like all this other breaking news and it's debate night and you get guests on and then, and so I do this every year. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do a segment on 9/11, but here's the phone call. Last month, Haitian migrant with the dead geese. David Muir says it doesn't exist. Kamala Harris laughs it off. No information. Democrat voters say it's fake news. Screw all of you. Here's the damn police audio.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people, there was about four of them, they all had geese in their hand. They got away, I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
Scooping up dead geese, or scooping up geese in the park to eat them.
I'm going to this orientation, so I don't be late.
What direction did they go?
All right. That's good, guys. Thank you. There's all kinds of stuff. Folks, there's now about half dozen independent journalists out there interviewing the locals. They're having protests and rallies and more city communications, public forums. But now, because Trump mentioned it and the Democrats said it doesn't exist, now it's going to be, I mean, this is the big story now. So, again, screw you, David Muir. Screw you, Kamala Harris. Screw you, no information Democrat voters. Just because you say something doesn't exist, just because you don't know about something because you're an ignoramus, doesn't mean it's not real. Okay? It's like, man, I'm sick of these people. And they're holier than thou. They're smarter than you. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at my advanced degree. Mm-hmm. Yes. Screw you. You don't know anything. You're a moron. You're wrong about everything. You're destroying the country. All right. And I do this every damn year. On 9/11, I'm not going to do it this year. We're going to do this. All right. I got a whole segment. And perhaps I should start it with this. But it's like there's so much other news. Kamala Harris goes to this high-stakes meeting with Putin and Zelensky, and then the next day they start the war. I mean, come on. Is that how big of a joke Kamala Harris is, or did she orchestrate it? I mean, there's more stuff on the Trump assassination attempt that's breaking. I mean, it's just, but I do this every year, and I said I'm not going to do it this year. So let's cover 9/11. And so perhaps we should intro it. Where do you stand? And so it's one of those controversial things that I think is getting a lot closer to the surface now. Not maybe as controversial as like debating if the moon landing is real or not. It's like you start to debate about the moon landing is real. Probably most people think you're nuts. You start to debate about where we lied to about 9/11. Now probably most people think, yeah, you're on to something. But it wasn't like that 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And by the way, at the memorial today, Biden and Harris left early to go to a campaign event where Joe Biden then goes and puts a hat on. It's Trump 2024. One of the family members that lost somebody that day ripped Joe Biden, made fun of Joe Biden for not caring about America. And then when they all posed, you had Harris and Biden and Trump and Vance were all there, and they were cordial. And when they all posed for a picture, there was a live crowd, and they were all chanting Trump, 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 Trump. So this is all going on. But you know, I was, let's say, a normie caught up in the sports matrix, you know, an athlete growing up. And then by the time you're not the star on the varsity team in high school, you realize, yeah, you're not going to be a professional athlete. So went into the media, started writing and doing reporting and everything. Senior editor in high school, went to college, did the same deal. So I was like, okay, that's my path. So I'm in the sports matrix. I'm doing all this stuff. But you know, you talk to your friends and you got friends that are political. So I would have people bring it up to me all the time. The 9/11 inside job, the lies about 9/11, all this other stuff, watch this documentary. And I just, like, I didn't take offense to it. I didn't really care. I'm just like, nah, I don't care. Just fluff it off. Not interested. If there was an inside job, the media would tell me. If it was that, then the government would tell me. So that's where I was at probably until about 2012, I would say. And so once you have that red pill moment and you realize, oh, the news are all, they're all liars. Oh, the mainstream media is there to lie and disinform and misinform and cover up. And oh, the government's there to cover up and they lie. And then it's like, okay, now all of a sudden everything is opened up. So, but that's kind of how it was for me. And so now that we've been through all the lies that they've told about Donald Trump, Russian collusion, all the lies they've told about Joe Biden, the laptop is fake, all the lies they told you about COVID, the lies they've told you about vaccines, I mean, just on and on and on. So there's got to be people now after going through all that, and it's like, wow, gee, they probably lied to us about 9/11 too. And just look at the aftermath. Trillions of dollars spent on the war on terror. Trillions of dollars. Trillions. What do we have to show for it? Illegal surveillance without a warrant on American citizens. The increased security state at the airport, where now the average American is treated like a criminal, like a terrorist, and physically assaulted, zapped by a microwave or patted down by a TSA agent just to fly on a plane. I mean, so I don't even want to sit here and theorize about what the truth is, but I mean, to still think that we've been told the truth about 9/11, to me, I mean, I look at myself from, you know, whatever, 15 years ago, I'm like, wow, you were an idiot. Because it's so obvious. It's so ridiculous. I mean, what is the most ridiculous part of the narrative? That a plane, a 747 flew into the Pentagon? I mean, thank God for Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. They actually got the footage. There's no freaking plane. And I'm so glad you guys brought up that video, because they do this crap with the FBI and it's all propaganda. And they're like, oh, they did the same thing for flight, TWA flight 900 that somebody blew out of the sky. And then the FBI says it was not a missile. It was clearly a missile. And so it's the same thing with the Pentagon. There's no freaking plane. And they put out this video and it's like, here's the giant 747 coming into the Pentagon. It's like a freaking huge plane flies right into the Pentagon. And then you're told a plane flew into the Pentagon. Okay. And then you look at the actual footage and there's literally no plane. There's literally no plane. And you know what's crazy about this? So yeah, thank you guys. Perfect. Exactly. So there's the simulation of a plane. What we're told, the official narrative, I guess it just disappeared. It went into a warp hole, like in Mario or something. It went into a warp zone, just disappeared. And then you have the actual video, and there's no plane. So I shared this video on my X account today, the one that Judicial Watch got, where there's no plane. Clearly a missile. And this is why I asked the question about where people stand. I share that video. I have people responding saying, what are you talking about? I see the plane right there. What? Where do you see a plane in the video? And so that's the psychological aspect. And it's like, wow, you've been lied to so much. And the propaganda has worked so well on you that you can literally watch a video without a plane and say, no, I see a plane. And then they have that reference in Mario Brothers. That's crazy. Wow, the crew is just all over the place today. So the video clearly is no plane. And then people see it and they say, yeah, what do you mean? I see the plane. There's literally no plane. And they say a plane hit the building. Maybe it's the passport sitting on top of the heaps of rubble and ash and smoldering molten lava. What about Building 7, controlled demolition? I mean, you can go on and on and on. I want to go to a full interview with Donald Trump, and his instincts were right on that day to question the narrative and say that it had to be a bomb that blew up the World Trade Towers. And I do believe there was a bomb. Was it attached to a plane or something else was already in there? I don't know. A bomb was definitely involved. This is a full Trump interview from September 11th talking about his instinctual response that it had to be more than just the planes. It doesn't make sense. Clip 19.
Directly at the building. I'd see the Empire State Building in the foreground and the World Trade Center in the background, and now I'm looking at absolutely nothing. It's just gone, and it's just hard to believe.
Donald, Alan Marcus here. Your building is, the Trump Tower, is one of the great tourist attractions in the world. It's well known universally. Are you taking any precautions there in light of what happened at the World Trade Center?
Well, Alan, we've always had, as you know, very, very strong security, but there's very little you can do about planes crashing into a building. I mean, you look at Larry Silverstein, who's a terrific owner in New York and a very good friend of mine who I just called. I was very worried about him because I assume maybe he was in the building. He took possession of the building 1 week ago. As you know, he just bought the World Trade Center.
Right.
That's a whole other story.
He was in his office, and he was getting ready to move into the World Trade Center over the next 2 weeks. So And I just spoke to him. There's nothing you can do when people are going to be bombing planes at your building. Now, I guess maybe the world is going to be changing, and maybe you're going to have F-16s flying all over the city, etc. But it's a pretty tough situation.
Donald, you have one of the landmark buildings down in the financial district, 40 Wall Street. Did you have any damage, or did you know what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually before the World Trade Center was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest. And I just spoke to my people, and they said it's the most unbelievable sight. It's probably 7 or 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and yet Wall Street is littered with 2 feet of stone and brick and mortar and steel. And there are thousands of people walking over the debris over the Brooklyn Bridge, where they're sending them out over the Brooklyn Bridge to Brooklyn, and then I guess they're going to have to figure out how to get home from there. But they have between 1 foot and 2 feet of debris right in front of a building that's probably, you would say, Alan, 6 or 7 blocks away.
Donald, this is Roland Smith.
Hi, Roland.
You know, how you doing on this kind of day? You know, at some point, we're going to put all this behind us, and you as a visionary, particularly in New York real estate, what do you think that we ought to do as a city, as a people, when all of this gets, when the mourning stops, when the dead are honored, and we've found out what caused it and maybe corrected it? What does the city need to do?
Well, I guess the big thing that you really will have to do is never forget. You just can't forget that something like this happened. I was so disappointed when they closed the stock exchange, but of course, at some point, you had no choice. You know, when they initially announced it was closing, because you want to just say, the hell with it, you're going forward, nothing's going to change. But the fact is, something has changed very dramatically. And I think one of the very sad things is going to be when you look at the skyline of New York, which has become so emblazoned in your own memory, and you look at the skyline of New York and you see these buildings, these two buildings, whether you love them or don't love them, they were a great part of the skyline. And then when you look at the skyline after 2001, and you're going to see a skyline without these two buildings, you're going to say, what happened? People won't believe it. You know, when you show your children or your grandchildren in years to come what New York looked like in the year 2000, and then what New York looked like just a year later, they're going to say, what happened?
Hey, Donald, in the year 2000, Donald, you considered running for president. If you had done that and if you had been successful, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
Well, I'd be taking a very, very tough line, Alan. I mean, you know, most people feel they know, at least approximately, the group of people that did this and where they are. But, boy, would you have to take a hard line on this. This just can't be tolerated, and it's got to be very, very stern. This is, as you and I were discussing before, Alan, this was probably worse than Pearl Harbor. Many more people are dead, and you know, they don't know. They have no idea, but I have somebody that was down there who witnessed at least 10 people jumping out of the building from 70 and 80 stories up in the air. I mean, you probably have 25 or 30,000 is the number I've heard, but I would think would be much more than that. I think the most of the damage will be caused not by even in the building in terms of the people dead, but by the people on the streets from falling debris.
Donald, you're probably the best known builder, particularly of great buildings in the city. There's a great deal of question about whether or not the damage and the ultimate destruction of the buildings was caused by the airplanes, by architectural defect, or possibly by bombs or aftershocks. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place, because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid, and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks. I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number two, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, they were very big planes. They were going very rapidly, because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down into the building. So it was getting the speed from going downhill, so to speak. It just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing. This country is different today, and it's going to be different than it ever was for many years to come.
Very profound statement and very true.
Donald,
so
one last question
there you have it.
For you.
And 100%, ladies and gentlemen, planes did not take down the World Trade Centers. To this day, no other skyscraper has ever been brought down by a structure fire. By the way, there was just a bomb that blew up a building in Ukraine, or excuse me, in Russia. A Ukrainian drone bomb blew up on a skyscraper in Russia. Building didn't come down. We have that video clip 8, by the way. You'll notice how familiar it looks. 9/11 was a planned, coordinated event, an inside job. Most Americans don't even realize. They know, obviously, the Twin Towers fell. That's the image, the videos in everyone's head. They don't even realize that Building 7, World Trade Center Building 7, also fell in what was clearly a controlled demolition. And so, if you're a listener to this today, and this is a tough pill to swallow, or you still want to think that you've been told the truth about 9/11, I would suggest that, I mean, look, Alex Jones did produce Loose Change 9/11. Great documentary to start with. There's about a 40-minute segment of the original Zeitgeist movie that covers September 11th. But it's important that there's the Building 7 controlled demolition. It's important that we understand that we were lied to about one of the biggest events in U.S. history and likely the biggest event for most Americans, specifically people my age. I mean, I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget those images. And the world and the country was different afterwards. And it was all an inside job, and it was all a lie, and it was all planned. And that's the real story, and that's the real truth. And so the real criminals responsible for 9/11 have never been brought to justice. And instead, the American people and the world have suffered over that lie.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalists' own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I've believed in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, But to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer, isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now, please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Du hast viel geweint.
So while Biden and Harris and Schumer and Bloomberg and Trump and Vance and others are posing for pictures, nothing but love shown for Donald Trump. Eventually, a Trump chant broke out. Then some of the family members that were speaking that lost loved ones that day ripped Joe Biden. Then Kamala and Joe left early to go to an event in Pennsylvania. Now, we showed you earlier. We showed you earlier a video from that where Biden is putting on a Trump hat. Now, another video has surfaced making this even stranger. So Biden leaves the event, the 9/11 event. By the way, is that maybe telling? Remember, Hillary Clinton left the September 11th event early too, eventually fell over and had to be thrown into the back of a van like a sack of potatoes, and then lost the election. So Kamala Harris leaves the event early. And Biden goes to an event in Pennsylvania, and it's strange here, but he's with citizens in Pennsylvania, and they're all Trump supporters. And some guy has a Trump hat on, and Biden says, let me put that on for a selfie. He puts it on, and the crowd roars. Check this out. I mean, what is going on? Joe Biden goes to an event in Pennsylvania, gets told to put on a Trump hat, puts it on, and the crowd roars. That is crazy. The crew says we should roll it again. Okay, go ahead. So he asked for the hat, he puts it on, he makes a joke with the crowd, he puts the hat on, and then they all cheer and say, we're finally proud of you. I mean, what in the world? That is, okay. Does anyone have bingo yet, by the way? Waiting for bingo here. Anybody got bingo yet? Who had Antonio Brown being smarter than the average liberal Democrat? Antonio Brown, a former NFL wide receiver who kind of makes fun of himself for having CTE, kind of known to be a bit erratic, let's say. He once quit in the middle of a football game, ran off the field shirtless. But he gets it. He says this in response to last night's debate. Democrats have been in office for 12 out of the last 16 years and still say they want change, and you believe it. Well said. Yeah, liberal Democrats still believe it, but they tend to believe a lot of things that aren't true. Let's go. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Antonio Brown for the win again. Let's go back to the 9/11 stuff here. Did we play clip 8, by the way, guys, of the bomb that hit the Russian skyscraper but the building stood? I wanted to play that if we didn't. Yeah, here it is. Does this look familiar? Does that look familiar? Looks like a bomb going into a building just like on September 11th. Now, more from September 11th. Barry Jennings, he was a 9/11 truth teller. His story is one that gets buried. He was in Building 7, and here's his story in Clip 11.
Well, me and Mr. Hesh, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hesh. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
In 2001, Barry Jennings was the deputy director of emergency services for the New York City Housing Authority. After the first plane hit the North Tower at 8:46 a.m. on the morning of 9/11, Jennings was called to the city's Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center Building 7, along with Corporation Counsel Michael Hess, to help coordinate the emergency response. Hours later, World Trade Center Building 7, also known as the Salomon Brothers Building, collapsed at free fall acceleration directly into the path of most resistance. After 7 years of investigation, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, determined that the building had not come down due to explosives or controlled demolition, as many alleged, or due to structural damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers, an explosion in the building's fuel oil systems, or any of the other suggestions that had been put forward and retracted by NIST over the course of its investigation. In September 2008, just as NIST was presenting its final report concluding that WTC-7 had spontaneously collapsed from ordinary office fires, it was reported that Barry Jennings had passed away in hospital the month before. No further details of his death were offered. Dylan Avery, seeking to bring closure to Barry Jennings' life, answer questions about his death, and honor the bravery of a 9/11 survivor who spoke the truth even when it was unpopular, hired a private investigator to determine the circumstances of Jennings' death. In a remarkable and bizarre turn of events, however, after pursuing the case, the investigator referred the matter to the police, refunded his fee, and told Avery never to contact him again. To this day, no time or cause of death of Barry Jennings has ever been publicly announced or confirmed.
The man stepped over bodies. We know that happened. He and Hess both talked about internal explosions. That building housed the CIA, the Secret Service, the SEC.
I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions.
All right. We got a little bit more on this. Maybe we squeeze in a phone call or two because I did want to take phone calls. So once again, I've kind of done less than I wanted to on September 11th. But I will play one more report you've probably never seen. And maybe we'll squeeze in a couple phone calls. Maybe you still believe the truth, or what changed your mind, or where do you think America's at? Are we finally willing to accept that we were lied to about September 11th? And I understand, you know, it's like out of the gates, you feel like, hey, that's unpatriotic. I don't want to do that. But now, I mean, you got to be aware. 877-789-2539. So we'll squeeze in a couple calls after this one more report here. 877-789-2539. Now, we do have the Alex Jones predictions. We do have the Alex Jones follow-up reports. They're already going viral on X. So I could play that, but I think I'd rather take some calls. Maybe we'll air some of that tomorrow. But that was kind of the original thing, I think, that scared people off of Alex Jones, was him calling 9/11 and then basically saying, yeah, we're being lied to about it. And people felt like, oh, I don't want to be that conspiracy theorist, or that's unpatriotic, or because it was kind of anti-Bush, conservatives didn't want to deal with him. But, I mean, you're living in the InfoWars world now. And he was right about that. And just about everything else, or will be everything else. Hopefully it won't be. But, I mean, so I just wonder if people are really finally ready to admit that we were lied to about 9/11.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flood virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the pox defense. And if you have children, get the immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID, if you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and Pox Defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On March 6th, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link.
The impact of a jet. From what I understand, the outer skeleton of the building, the outer columns, was like a fishnet, and you had these inner core columns, which was substantial, thick steel beams to withstand four or five times what the loads were.
Got it.
The engineers always over-designed a building. No steel frame building has ever collapsed before or since 9/11. So that should say something right there. And it said that Building 7, it was a progressive collapse, that it was caused by fire. But progressive collapse, unlike the Twin Towers collapsed from the top down. That's a progressive collapse.
Sure.
Floor by floor by floor. But if you look at the videos of Building 7 collapsing, it collapses uniformly. It's collapsing from the bottom. The building stays intact all the way to the bottom of the ground, and you could see the sides caving in on it. For a building to collapse uniformly, which the videos show, all the load-bearing columns would have had to have failed simultaneously. Now, fire doesn't act like that. I came across an analogy of the Twin Towers, and if you could visualize cast iron stoves stacked one on top of each other. The stoves up at the top, yes, there's fire and they've been damaged, but the stoves on the bottom, they haven't been damaged.
Okay.
So the structure underneath all of that is intact. So it's impossible for a building to collapse near free fall speed and increase
without a controlled demolition.
You're running into the path of most resistance. So something else is going on. I don't believe that it was just the planes or the fires. I think that, and they examined the dust and they found what they call thermitic material, which is like an explosive incendiary, which was in the dust samples. And that's documented. There were reports of the buildings were undergoing an extensive elevator renovation.
Whoa.
In the 2 or 3 years prior to. All kinds of workers, they had access to the cores of the building. And on the day of the attack, the elevator company would not assist in the operations of the elevators. And the elevator company,
Whoa.
Was the elevator company, it subsequently went out of business and a couple of years after that. The information is out there. At one time when I was heavily engaged in trying to get a new investigation, I definitely felt threatened. I felt threatened for my family, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. You have sworn testimonies from firefighters regarding explosions in the building. They were suppressed. Just somebody making a statement, especially from firemen and police, if they make a statement, I heard an explosion, that's grounds to initiate an investigation. The firefighters, a bomb went off. This is their own words, made that day. They just ignored it. Just like Building 7 was.
So just some stuff you've probably never heard or seen up before. If you're not convinced we've been lied to about that, if it's not more obvious than it's ever been, I just don't know what else to say. And there's plenty more. There's plenty more. Believe me. So, but just some odds and ends there. Because we haven't forgot. And I'm not going to forget that we were lied to about it and that the truth has been covered up and that they changed the world and changed the country in the name after 9/11. And we don't even know the truth about it. They remade our world. They remade our planet. They stole our money. They stole our freedoms. And they lied to us about the reason to do it. So, no, I'm not going to forget about that. Now, we've got an interesting caller who was an air traffic controller in New York City. Robert in Colorado, thank you for calling in today.
Hey, Owen.
Yes, thank you for calling. What is your story?
Yeah, I was working Sector 66 at the Air Route Traffic Control Center in New York on 9/11.
And what do you have to report to us today?
Well, it was intense. I mean, I've been listening to this show here for a little bit, and you asked, you know, can you imagine that something like that would be intentional? And I would say, well, for sure. Gotten to the point where I can only trust Jesus and InfoWars. Proper respect to Alex Jones, the legend, and I appreciate your labor, too. Been praying for y'all.
Anything odd that day or, you know, anything that sticks out to you that, I mean, or maybe I should phrase it like this. Did you immediately question that event?
Well, I mean, it occurred to me pretty quick. I was like, you know, America's under attack and it was super intense. We did something. I mean, I had like a 30-minute class on what to do in 1987. Security control of air traffic and air navigational aids, Katana. Get everything down real quick before the Russians come, you know, or something like that. And it had never been practiced, but, you know, praise God it wasn't worse. And, yeah, I saw some pretty intense stuff. If you go to my blog, rstvictory.blog, I posted something about it today, and there's a link there to the 911 commission report. There's a tape of me at that sector while Boston Center evacuated, thought that that they were going to be targeted. We thought we were going to be targeted. And you know, in air traffic control, when you're plugged in, I mean, we have to memorize the airspace and be able to draw the airspace with a pencil, paper, and a ruler in case the radar goes out. You know, so when I say plugged in, I'm plugged in. And when all those people died, you know, it was, I was effed up pretty good after that. But Jesus did save me, and I'm alive to tell you about it.
Well, that's wild. And so were you a Alex Jones listener, or when did you decide that we were lied to?
I started listening to Alex Jones in InfoWars last year, I think in March.
Oh, wow.
And it was just comforting to hear some sanity and the agreement. And, again, he's a legend. I'm appreciating him very much. You asked me, you know, when did I think something was wrong? Well, I thought stuff was wrong all along. Early in my career, I worked in the Caribbean and saw, you know, you just see wacky stuff all the time. And the whole policy, it seems, is, you know, sweep it under the rug. And if it can't be proven, it didn't happen. And look what that's grown into now, though. Now it's just put it in your face and screw you.
Yeah, and that's what's so crazy about 9/11 is it's so obvious we were lied to. But that's how the propaganda works. Man, the propaganda is powerful. The media propaganda is powerful. People buying into it. The political propaganda is powerful. It works. And even with all the evidence right there in front of their eyes, they still accept the lie. Thank you for the call on that story, Robert. Let's go to Kelly in Tennessee. Kelly, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, great to talk to you. Big fan of all of you guys. But when you were talking about this stuff earlier, something that occurred to me, and I don't know why it's never occurred before, is do you think that one of the reasons Dick Cheney is so all in behind Kamala is he's worried that Trump is going to release everything, including some of the 9/11 stuff?
You know, I think about this. I think about Trump being in New York City, his connection to the architecture world, the love of the skyline, being there on the ground that day, seeing his first comments from that day. And you wonder if Donald Trump isn't a 9/11 truther. I think about this, and I never really made that Cheney connection like you just called in with, but, you know, that would change everything. And you know, almost to a degree where I think it would be bigger than Epstein, quite frankly. I think that the 9/11 truth would be better than the Epstein truth. It would be more important and it would be more beneficial to this country to find out the truth about 9/11.
They devastated our civil rights afterwards. And I mean,
they devastated the world. They devastated the world.
Everything. It absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of one of those things that it's like a long shot and you really hope it. Because that's, I mean, honestly, I would say our country needs 9/11 truth more than the Epstein client list and all of that revealed. I really believe that. I feel like even if people saw the Epstein client stuff, it like, I don't know, like people just wouldn't accept it, or it's like it would be so nasty and gross and sordid. It's just like, no, I can't do it. The 9/11 stuff is different. I think it would be more important to get 9/11 truth than it would be Epstein truth or you know, JFK assassination truth. I think it would be the most important would be the 9/11 truth.
I agree. And I just wonder if that's one of the reasons is he's so worried, because I think that that would cut the globalists off literally at the root.
I mean, it would expose everything. It would expose the fake wars on terror. It would expose the military-industrial complex. And who knows how deep that would go. It would expose the political establishment that was involved in it with the inside job aspects. I mean, there's that famous video of Trump at George H.W. Bush's funeral when, you know, something goes on between him and the Bushes. I don't know. But yeah, I do think about that. Kelly, I do. All right, that does it for this transmission. I'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, so I'll see you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.